Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Oh my god. I'm usually not up this early, but I decided that today I wanted a little bit of an eclectic mix to match what I have been listening to recently. I typically try to have some theme as of late, but it's too early, and I made this playlist at like 1 o'clock in the morning last night, so I hope that you enjoy what you get. That right there was Crescendals by Daft Punk off of their sophomore album, Discovery, one of my favorite albums as of late, and I can't stop listening to it. Every single song on there just goes. I've recently put some friends onto Discovery, which, you know, it's not saying much. It's a pretty well-known album, but still, I think that everybody needs to get punked at least one time in their life. So, as I said before, very good mix coming up for you today. We got a little bit of Jethro Tull coming up. This right here is Aqualung. Hope that you enjoy this one, folks.
Thank you. aqualung, my friend. Don't you start away uneasy. You poor old sod, you see it's only me.
could have made two. Girl, you're my reality, but I've lost it all dream. You're the first, you're the last, my everything.
You and me, baby.
Barry White, you silky voice devil, you are perfect for the mornings, I must say. There's something about Barry White in the morning that just, it gets you ready. Hearing his sultry voice just really puts you in the mood to have a great day. So, as I said, that right there was You're the First, the Last, My Everything by Barry White. Gone too soon. Gone too soon, really. I can only imagine how much more amazing disco music he'd be putting out today in the ripe year of 2023. And the one before that was Aqualung by Jethro Tull. Hope that y'all like some rock flute, because Jethro Tull supplies to the max. What do we got here? The Baden-Powell Service Association is an alternative national scouting organization that is looking to expand in the New England region. The BPSA's traditional scouting program focuses on learning outdoor skills and community service. If you're interested in learning more about this co-educational inclusive program, more information and resources about joining or starting a new group in your area can be found at www.bpsaus.org or by calling 636-542-8855. Well, I decided not to choose a bummer PSA after listening to Barry White, because that'd just be mean. That would be absolutely mean to you listeners out there, going from the highs of Barry White down to the lows of, say, an organ donor PSA or a drunk driving PSA. So, you know, get your kids out there. Do some Boy Scouting, Girl Scouting, you know, sell some cookies, learn how to tie a knot, all those very valuable life skills that you learn in those scouting programs. Regardless, as I said before, a great show today. We have Emmett Rhodes up next with Promises I've Made. Not a very popular artist by any means, but he got some bops. He got some bops.
I'm breaking promises I made, now I say. Thank you.
If you enjoyed that one, thank Mr. Shigeru Suzuki with Lady Pink Panther right there. It's a great song. I just found out about it recently, and it's a part of that whole entire 70s Japanese like jazz kind of scene. This one was particularly a bit of a bossa nova flair, which I really like, and I think that his vocals really suited to very light, airy. I think that I kind of have like a golden rule with my Discover Weekly on Spotify, and that's if you see a Japanese artist with some fun cover, possibly them in a suit just standing there, you always gotta listen to the song because I guarantee that it's gonna be good. So if you ever come across some, you know, Japanese city pop, Japanese jazz from the 70s or even 80s, you gotta listen to it because it's gonna be some of the most solid, well-produced music you're ever gonna hear in your entire life. Speaking of well-produced music, the one before that was "It Keeps You Running" by the Doobie Brothers. At the time when Michael McDonald was still a part of the band, and what is there to be said about Michael McDonald that hasn't already been said? He is vocal chocolate. I was talking about Barry White earlier and his sultry voice. My God, there's something about Michael McDonald that just... Whew. All right. Good for Mike for still performing, too. I mean, oh my. Like, very talented man right there. Anyways, let me stop professing my love for Michael McDonald on the air, as if anybody hasn't done that yet. This is Colin, and you're listening to 91.5 FM. WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and I hope that you're channeling a little bit of angsty blue feelings, because this right here is My Blue Heaven by the Smashing Pumpkins. Don't cry, folks. You're gonna like this one.
Smiling face, fireplace, cozy room. Christmas when the roses bloom. Just Molly and me. Thank you.
You may be wondering to yourself, Colin, that must have been some West Montgomery, you know, Joe Pass type, but I'm here to inform you, ladies and gentlemen, that was the 70s and 80s superstar George Benson on guitar right there, with such songs as Nothing's Gonna Change My Love For You and Give Me the Night. Early in his career, he was a jazz man, and sure, he continues that now, but he's really known more so for his, you know, disco-inspired, funk-inspired hits. But if you dive deep early into his catalog, such as the George Benson Cookbook, which that song came off of, you'll find gems like this song, like The Cooker. That song, and, you know, he's describing himself because obviously that is his cookbook. George Benson, The Cooker, ladies and gentlemen, and boy, he cooks. The one before that was Tudo o que você pode ser, by Milton Nascimento. I recently discovered that album. It is a sleeper hit, in my opinion. It is a very good Portuguese, Brazilian album, and it's actually by a group called Los Borges, and Milton Nascimento is just one of the members, but since the album's release in, I believe, what is it, the 70s? Yeah, the early 70s, the two have split but yet unify under the name Los Borges, but on the album their names are split, which is very weird, but I understand it. You know, creative differences and whatnot. So, those were some great songs, a little bit jazzy, a little bit, just a little bit guitar, you know, whatever. So, I've been feeling too happy, I guess, with the songs that I've been playing. So, I think that I've got to humble myself a little bit. I've got a couple of songs that are queued up that, they may make you cry, I'm not gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie to you right now, they may. Because they are detrimental to my mindset. Whenever these songs come on, they ruin me. So, I don't want them to ruin you, but I sure hope that they get you in your feels, they get you thinking back on the one that got away, perhaps, but We'll see. Right now, we got Self Control by Frank Ocean. I know, I had to do it. but I hope that you enjoy it, folks. This is a great song if you haven't heard it, which I'm sure that many of you have. Enjoy. I give you no play. Could I make it shy last night? Could I make it shy on the last night? Could we make it in? Do we have time?
I'll be the boyfriend in your wet dreams tonight. Noses on a rail, little virgin wears the white. You cut your hair, but you used to live a blinded life. Wish I was there, wish we'd grown up on the same advice. And our time was right.
Keep a place for me. I'll sleep between y'all, it's nothing.
Some nights you dance with tears in your eyes. I came to visit, cause you see me like a UFO. That's like never, cause I made you your self-control.
To be free. Who knows how long I've loved you? You know I love you still.
You know, I can't help myself from singing that song even in the studio, and the one before that too, but there's something about the Beatles and that song. I'm not going to say that the White Album is my favorite, because it does have some misses, but that is probably one of, if not my favorite Beatles songs, and I think so for Paul McCartney as well. I think that he says that that's one of his favorite melodies that he's ever written, and for good reason. It is gorgeous. That one was I Will by the Beatles, and I don't care. I like to play the Beatles on the air because everyone needs that. In an early morning, there's nothing better than some Beatles. And the one before that was Milk by Sweet Trip. Such a sad story with the band, but don't want to go into it on the air. That's a bit heavy for these mornings, but do your research, listen to more of their stuff. Velocity, Design, Comfort is one of the best albums, as well as You Will Never Know Why. Sweet Trip, man. What a great outlet. It looks like we're wrapping up pretty soon. The times are ticking away. How sad. It's nice to have these early morning shows, because I find myself waking up with them just gradually, and I think that I kind of did that with the music today. I kind of started off like big time, bam, with Crescendos by Daft Punk, smooth it down a little bit with It Keeps You Running by the Doobie Brothers, led it into a little bit of a jazzy morning with The Cooker by George Benson, and now I'm finishing it off with some slow tunes. And there's nothing better than a slow tune by the Zapmeister, Mr. Frank Zappa. So this was Colin with subbing in for AM in the AM. I guess that's CB in the AM now. But yeah, I hope that you all enjoyed and you have a lovely day, lovely morning. Make the most of today. Make the most of it. All right, this one right here is The Closer You Are by Frank Zappa. Enjoy, everyone. Have a great morning. This yearning deep in my heart.
Hello, I'm the Doctor. Join me for TARDIS Jukebox Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford.
As a crow flies, baby, well, I ain't.